Welcome to the 12 cast, the official podcast of the 12 point. To learn more, visit at the 12 point on Instagram. And now, let the show begin.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Deuce Cast, presented by The Deuce Point. My name is Rain, a team member here at TDP, and today we're almost ready for your vision. And as a special surprise, I'm going to reveal my top 10 qualifiers for the first semifinal. These qualifiers will be announced in random order. And I'll provide a short explanation as to why I think that they will be the qualifiers this year. So without further ado, let's jump right in. The first qualifier to the grand final is... Ukraine! So I think that Ukraine is one of the most powerful songs this year. The dynamic duo works so well together. The vocals are beautiful. The staging was beautiful from the first and second rehearsals. It was absolutely beautiful. The chemistry between the two voices was intact, and the entire production was so perfectly done that I think Ukraine not only has a great chance to qualify, but also has a great chance to do amazingly overall in the grand final. So that was the first qualifier. The second qualifier to the grand final is... Lithuania! So again, no surprises. Ever since the national final performance of Luktelk, Sylvester Belt has captivated audiences at pre-parties and showcases and truly showed the power of his voice, and the staging has come alive in the rehearsals. It's very similar to the national final, but that staging worked very well, so no complaints here. And I think people are just going to be really invested in a song that makes them want to dance, but also is something that's a little bit more ethnic, and it's sung in Lithuanian, so bonus points for that. So now it is time to move on to the third qualifier, and the third qualifier is Ireland. So Ireland will be back in the grand final for the first time since 2018, and before that since 2013. It's been a long time since Ireland has been back in the Eurovision grand final, and respectfully so this year. They've taken a big risk with Bambi Thug, but in the end it's paid off and created a big reward. They have shown that they are a very capable performer, amazing staging, and it's going to be something that's going to blow people away. It's going to be something that they haven't seen before, and it's going to be very exciting and going to grab their attention for sure. And I think that Bambi Thug is the right person and the amazing person to do that. So now, we've heard three qualifiers. It is now time to move on to the next qualifier. Croatia! Again, no surprises here. Baby Lasagna is not only the favorite to win the semifinal, but also a massive favorite to win the entire contest. Massive fan favorite, going to sweep the televote. Definitely a lot of appeal, very eye-catching, exciting, danceable song. It gives vibes to last year's Karia, but also completely different and respectable artist on his own. Baby Lasagna has taken that stage by the reins and is now going to do amazing and capture Croatia, possibly one of its best results, and if not, its first ever win. So with that, it is now time to move on to the fifth qualifier. And the fifth country qualifying to the grand final is... Luxembourg! Now, Luxembourg is returning back to the Eurovision Song Contest after over 30 years. And while I did have my initial qualms about the song, I think that Thalia has shown with good staging and good vocals that Luxembourg does deserve that that space in the final after so long. It'd be great to see them back in a Eurovision final. I believe it is the first time they actually are competing in a semifinal because the semifinals weren't introduced until 2004. So this is going to be the first ever qualification for Luxembourg, and that's really exciting to see. And despite my initial objections to the song, I think that it does have a lot of potential to do really well with both the jury and the televoting. So that is my fifth qualifier to the grand final. And now it is time to move on to my sixth qualifier. Serbia. Now, a pretty big surprise in terms of the televoting, because Serbia was seen as a very ballad, very more dramatic song that usually doesn't do amazing with the televoting, but Serbia is going to really resonate with a lot of the voters. The song is very heartfelt, but Deodora is amazing at those live performances, and seeing those rehearsal clips, it's evident that she's put so much work and heart into this, that Serbia definitely gets another place in that final. It's been a while since they've actually not done badly with the televote, and I think this year is going to be another year where you're going to see a lot of success for Serbia. So Serbia, congratulations, and now we are moving on to the seventh qualifier. And the seventh qualifier is Poland. So a bit of a surprise here, especially considering that there was some initial doubts about Luna's vocals, but I do think that Poland are on the right track with the staging. The staging is very immersive, it's very interactive. We're seeing these big stage props that we love to see at Eurovision. It's definitely going to be very interactive. It's going to be something that makes people really engaged, and yeah, I think that it's going to definitely be very of an interactive performance, which it helps get a lot of televoting. And even if the vocals are not the best, I think the staging is what really helps pull the tower into the final. So that is another qualification for Poland. And now it is time to move on to the eighth qualifier to the grand final. And it is Australia. So Australia have once again brought us a very charming entry, filled with a lot of love, peace, hope, and unity. One Mikali, One Blood is one of the most heartfelt songs of the year, but also something that can bring everyone together. It's a very melodic song, but it also has a very repeatable, very easy to understand chorus that everyone can sing along to together, and it has a very powerful message of unity and hope that we are all connected together under one blood, that we're all human first and foremost. And I think that's a very powerful message. I think it's a very important message. And the staging also looks great. We can see the didgeridoo on stage. We can see this beautiful dress that Zachariah is wearing. And we can see all the musical instruments and all this powerful color and energy that has lit up the Eurovision stage. So I think that this is definitely going to help push Australia into that final, into the grand final. And now there are only two countries left to be announced who can qualify to the grand final. And now it is time to move on to the ninth qualifier to the grand final. Portugal. Again, just like Serbia, many people do have their worries about a song like that is very ballad heavy, and Grito is definitely that. It's very vocally precise, very vocally in tune, very beautiful, very expressive, but it's not something that's very attention grabbing, which was a big concern. But it can also really resonate with a lot of people, and especially looking to seek out a space away from all of the very hyped up, very crazy, very party songs like Croatia or Finland. They might want to take a small break and listen to something that's more in tune with the emotional sense, in tune with the more balladesque songs. So I think that Grito definitely fits that, and Portugal and Serbia will definitely fit the bill for that. The staging is beautiful. Yolanda's dressed in all white with the dancers. Looks very stunning as the cubes are lowered in order to create a more intimate performance as well. So Portugal is definitely headed on the right track, and I can see another qualification headed their way this year. And now it is time to announce the final qualifier for the first semi-final. There are a total of 6 countries remaining, and only one more can go through. And that final qualifier will be Slovenia. So a bit of a surprise here again. Slovenia is very underrated in terms of the overall odds and consensus, but I think there's something about Veronica, something about Raven's performance. Maybe it's the beautiful vocals, the operatic vocals, or the chemistry between Raven and the dancers. It just works very well. It's a very simple staging, very in tune with the song as well, though the water feel transports you to another universe. And I think that Veronica is the perfect song that kind of fuses together the ballad, the fuses together the opera, fuses together the ethnic pop songs, or I wouldn't say it's pop, but ethnic songs together to form this powerful piece of music that is Veronica. So I think that Slovenia fits the bill for that last and final qualifier spot. So that was the 10 qualifiers from the first semifinal. Stay tuned as you'll be getting the 10 qualifiers from the second semifinal very soon. If you liked today's episode and want to hear more amazing Eurovision content, or watch to see the TDP reviews and see who came out on top for that, head on over to at TheDoucePoint on Instagram. That is at TheDoucePoint on Instagram. I hope you all join me in the next episode to announce the next 10 qualifiers. I'll see you there.